So before I go into my blackout mode, I wanted to release a podcast about my road trip because there's so many important things that I was able to discover. And I like to be able to share that with people because, I don't know, some people will understand and some people won't, and that's okay. I talk to all different walks of life of different understandings, and we're all on different levels and we're all on different journeys. And it's knowing that also, right? It's knowing that your journey is going to be different than mine. Just because I'm out gallivanting and road trips and talking to people and doing all this stuff, it doesn't mean that that's the same journey that you're going to have. Your journey might be in more in plant medicine. Your journey might be in doing something else to help people. We all have different callings and we all have different journeys, and we shouldn't be measuring, you know, our success of what we're doing based off of what other people are doing. So this specifically is my journey, right? And, you know, the second that we started the road trip, I just knew that my heart was my roadmap and I was really letting it guide me. The second that I got into New York, I, you know, stopped at a couple different places, but one of the places I stopped, there was a man who, I don't want to assume that he was homeless. I'm not sure. I didn't ask him, but he seemed like he might be having a hard time. And he was in the road, you know, stopping traffic, talking to people. And so I called him over and I had a bunch of apples from the farm and I gave him some apples and I gave him my card. And we started talking about the communities that I wanted to start and, you know, what his role would be if he was interested. And I know I don't have them going or anything like that, but giving people hope is so important. And then just hearing their ideas and opening up their mind and getting their mind off of whatever, you know, they've been focused on and putting it towards something that would be positive for them is so important. So I really try to spread that when I'm talking to people. And then, you know, I gave him a hug when I left, and that hug was just so special because I felt like I've known him forever. It must have been so interesting for the people looking on because they probably see him there all the time and they're probably like, who is this girl? Like, I look like me and he looks like him. And they're like, who is this woman that is like stopping and talking to this guy and giving him a hug and apples? You know, it must have been very interesting, but I love that. And I don't really care what anyone thinks, obviously. But that's how, you know, this started. And from there, it was just all pure connection. I ended up in a church parking lot. I had said to the girls that I wanted to sleep at a church. So the van is all set up. It had a bed in it. We all had our own space. It was amazing. And I knew I wanted to be at a church. So I was driving around once we got into Tennessee and I saw these like food areas, these tents that were up with all these cool lights. It was interesting. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to go stop and say hi. So I stopped there and I was talking to this young man, and lo and behold, it was a church, but I didn't realize because it was like a brick building. And the type of religion that it was, I don't want to even attempt to say it because I will butcher it and that's rude, but I have never heard of it until now. And it was very interesting. He said that it was in the Bible. So I felt like I was called to understand that and I need to learn about it because there's a reason why I ended up there, right? Everything happens for a reason. And I said I wanted to be in a church and I end up in a church. And his father was the person, his father and his uncle, or his two uncles, they're the ones that do the services and they preach. So I was able to talk to them and I was able to spread my message to them as well, which was really cool. So we stayed there the first night and I had that connection. And then the next day I found, you know, people in the homeless community and we ate breakfast together and I was able to sit and talk to them and get their views on things and, you know, run some stuff by them that I had been thinking about energy and spirituality and the earth and our grounding and all that awesome stuff. And getting their opinions is so important because just because someone's homeless doesn't mean that they don't have a lot of knowledge. And that's the community that I find is the most connected with the elements because they're always in them. So I think that has something to do with the fact that people that are homeless are usually very off balance. And I think it's because they're too exposed to the earth. They're too exposed to the moon and the sun. And they don't understand that it's throwing off their balance. So, you know, we talked about that stuff and getting people's opinions. It's just, you know, all these conversations feed my soul and it's not mundane. It's very knowledgeable and I'm learning and I love learning. So, you know, we did that. And then, like I said, I follow my intuition. So one of the people that were homeless I wish I knew his name, and I don't usually say people's names on here anyway. How about one of the men that I met instead of homeless? One of the men that I met, he was, you know, talking, and he said, "You guys should go to the library," blah, blah, blah. So the second that he said that, I knew that was a sign. This is my intuition. If someone says, "Hey, you should go to the library," if the library is open, that means that I should go to the library, because they wouldn't be saying that for no reason. So I said, "Thank you so much for giving my next moves." Because honestly, while I was there, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know where I was going. I was just being called to be in that area. And I didn't know exactly what it was going to look like until I was in it. But I was prepared for anything. We had conversations, you know, the kids and I, and we talked about different scenarios that might happen and what we would do in those scenarios. And it's not to scare anyone. It wasn't a scary conversation. It was to be knowledgeable. And so if something happens, we're able to then react and we're able to do what we need to do. So on my way to the library, we heard music. And I said, "Oh, this is something. We need to stop. There's a reason why we're walking by this." So I parked in a spot, and it was a event for the homeless community. So I was able to talk to the woman that was putting on the event, and I got so much information from her, and she's so well connected. So now I have that in Tennessee, and she was introducing me to people that were setting up showers and all different resources for people. So now I'm able to know that knowledge as well, and I can bring it back to this area, which was really cool. And to have those connections in Tennessee is amazing as well. So we talked for a while. They had a bunch of food tents that were all free to the public. So the girls and I got to eat, and we got to dance. It was really fun. So at that area, they have a swing that's set up, and it's like on the pavement, because it's not a playground. It's more of like a community area. And then on the outskirts, they had swings for the kids, which I really liked, because it kept the area open, but yet the kids could still swing and do stuff. So the kids were swinging, and there was a woman and her husband that were sitting and listening to the gospel music. So she looked at me and said, "Your children are so beautiful." And we started talking. This is probably, I think, the main reason why I went to Tennessee. There's a couple main reasons, but this is one of them. And we got into this conversation, and she noticed my necklaces, and she told me that I really needed to cleanse them. So my necklaces all mean something very important to me, but they hold energy. And it's just like anything else. If it gets really, really full of energy, you have to cleanse them, or else it's kind of weighing you down. Whether it's good or bad, it's weighing your neck down, and you want to be very free and very light so that you're able to accept the experiences that are being given to you, and you're able to really use that to drive you. So she said that to me, and then we were talking about just everything. She held my hands, and she looked me in my eyes and said, "I can feel what you're doing, and I know that you're going to succeed, because what you're doing is coming from such a place of love and light that you're being guided and you're being helped on so many levels." So when we really live in our divine purpose, we get help from the spiritual realm, people that have already passed away, people that, you know, are just in a different realm than us. And because what I'm doing is going to change things for the positive, or for the better in so many ways, I get a lot of guidance, and I'm able to see that. So everything is such a blessing for me, including this conversation. This to me would be a literal roadmap of someone looking me in my eyes and, you know, telling me it's going to be okay. And for anyone that might not believe, you know, it got a little bit more wild. There's a song, "Over the Rainbow," and I really associate the song with my highest timeline. For me, this song is like my happiest moment, where I am living in my divine purpose, and I'm being loved, not despite that, but because of it. And I'm really being embraced in all the parts of who I am. And it's allowing me to perform miracles, literal miracles, because I'm able to just be safe and be me. And, you know, I associate all of that with this song. And also, I know that if I ever go into a union with someone, this is what I would walk down the aisle to. So for anyone that might not be believing, she literally brings up this song, and she looks at me and she goes, "Over the Rainbow is your, your highest point, and that gives you a lot of comfort. She said, that's going to happen for you and you're going to get there. And then my mouth, literally, I have my hand over my mouth. My mouth is wide open. My jaw is pretty much on the floor. And she starts singing the song to me and singing it literally beautifully. Like she has this beautiful voice and she's singing to me and I am like, tears are welling up in my eyes at this point. And she's holding my hand and she's singing to me and we're so connected that it's inevitable that I have known her in a different lifetime. It's inevitable because when she's touching me and when she's looking at me and when we're having this moment, there's no way that someone can tell me that I just met this woman. There's no way. We didn't even exchange numbers, and she touched my soul in such a manner that I'll never forget it. So when we're having this moment, she looks at me and she says, you need to have this. And she takes off her ruby necklace right off of her neck and she puts it on me and she said, we're connected and you're going to do this. And it was literally one of the most beautiful, most connected moments that I've ever had. And, you know, she prayed over my children and I, and my pineal gland was so lit up and I could feel warmth all around me because we were being surrounded by other spirits, other things as well. It wasn't just me, her, and the children. It was so much more. And I could feel it. I could feel how much more it was. I could feel how divine it was. I could feel the moment that I was in. And I think that this happened because I was really meant to realize we are all connected because we've come to Earth so many times and we've all been connected in so many different ways on so many different levels. What's happening is we're allowing certain things to separate us. Democrat, Republican, white, black, old, young, believes in this, believes in that, you know, and we allow that all to separate us. So then we can't see each other. We stop being able to see each other's soul and feel each other's soul. And we lose that intuition. And because of that, we're missing these connections. And we're going through life very lonely when we don't need to be. We're all here together. And we've all done this together before. You know, I'm Tara. Yeah, I'm Tara in this life. But I've been a mother. I've been a grandmother. I've probably been a father. I've been, you know, a sister. I've been so many different things. And my soul carries all of that. But we lose it when we get so stuck in this specific life. So I think that that's why I went on this trip, because I had this experience with her and then I had more like this. I had more things that were just absolutely wild, and I don't have enough time in this 15 minutes to be able to, you know, go over all of them. But there was other things that happened literally just like this, where I had moments and I was so connected. And then in hindsight, it was all connected. It was all connected in the fact that we are really putting emphasis on right here and right now. And where that is important to do, because we do have to stay grounded, you don't want to go into la la land, right? We have to also be in this experience because we are here and we are having this experience. So you can't just float off into la la land, but that's the balance and that's the manipulation of our energy. And knowing that I can go into that divine purpose of who I am, where I'm really able to connect on a soul level with all these different souls, but also I'm able to be here and I'm able to be Tara and I'm able to touch the ground and come back and be really present with the people around me, because we've seen both sides. We've seen people that go into la la land and it's hard to connect with them because they're not connecting to humanity. And then we've seen people that are just so connected to humanity that they can't connect to that divinity and they're just kind of stuck. And both are very important to realize, but being somewhere in the middle is where you're able to run at such a divine purpose level. So I'm going to end this here. I just wanted to tell this extraordinary story about my ruby necklace that I have on and why it's so important to me. And I'm going to go into my blackout mode and I'm going to pay attention to all these things and I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen to what I'm being told and where I'm being told to go. And it's really beautiful that I'm able to even experience this. So thank you all for listening, and I hope you have an amazing day.